The Federal Food and Drug Administration will take public testimony later this month on an issue that has many Alaska commercial fishermen up in arms. The FDA is considering approval of a genetically engineered Atlantic salmon for human consumption, and the move is considered a threat to Alaska's wild salmon market. But backers of the fish engineering plan say that larger, cheaper salmon on demand will help feed a hungry world. FDA proceedings are set to start September 19th, and Alaskans against the hybrid salmon plan are gathering forces to call a halt to it.
You know, they're seeing numbers of escapements from farm fish being caught by sport and commercial fishermen alike. And that, what that means for populations here is it's threatening the wild populations. And these farm fish carry diseases and mutant strains.
That's Molly Andrews with the Sitka Conservation Society. But opposition is coming from Congress, too. The genetically engineered Atlantic salmon, dubbed Frankenfish by opponents to the plan, have been modified with a Chinook salmon growth gene and an antifreeze gene swiped from an ocean eel. Senator Mark Begich is an outspoken critic of the plan. Begich points to the threat to humans who may eat the fish.
I don't have a lot of faith in FDA. When you look at the latest situation that occurred with regards to the egg recall, now, you know, there was a few eggs recalled, several million, because of the lack of oversight and what they should have been doing, not only them, but the regulatory agencies related to the FDA. And so I don't have a lot of faith in their ability to manage an industry that they have no clue what it means.
Begich says he believes FDA has not done the work to ensure that this engineered product will not do damage once introduced into the food chain.
I do think the FDA is having this hearing kind of pro forma. They just are going to do it. They slapped a 180-page report down and then said, oh, we're going to have hearings on it, and then we'll move forward. I think they've made a decision, and I think it's an ill-advised decision, and I think this new product, this genetically engineered salmon, or frankenfish, as I like to call it, will be damaging to the industry, but also it's an inferior product. I think the consumer needs to understand that.
Begich may call them frankenfish, but Aqua Bounty Technologies, the company set to produce engineered salmon, calls the fish Aqua Advantage salmon. Aqua Bounty is a company with offices in Canada and the United States, headquartered in Boston. Many of its corporate contacts are listed in the United Kingdom, however. According to the company's website, it markets and develops biotechnology products to enhance profitability of shrimp and fish farming, a worldwide source of food production in the face of the rapid depletion of the world's oceans. Calls to Aqua Bounty were not returned today. Siobhan Delancey, an FDA spokesperson, says the agency will let documentation and testimony do the talking in favor of the engineered fish. Delancey would not go on audio for this story. Instead, she pointed to the FDA's website as the best information source. That website says, quote, genetically engineering is a targeted and powerful method of introducing desirable traits into animals using recombinant DNA technology. DNA is the chemical inside the nucleus of a cell that carries the genetic instructions for making living organisms. Last year, the FDA issued final guidance for industry on the regulation of genetically engineered animals. This year, on September 19th and 20th, the FDA will hold meetings of the agency's Veterinary Medicine Advisory Committee to address science-based issues associated with Aqua Bounty's application. Those meetings are open to the public, and on September 21st, the public is asked to weigh in on the question of proper labeling for any food that may be made from the Aqua Advantage fish. Senator Begich.
You know, we can't even get Alaska fresh fish labeled organic, which is unbelievable. FDA won't allow us to do that, which is outrageous. And yet, here's a product that we know what it is. It's genetically engineered. It's like making widgets, and they're going to call it salmon, and then not tell a consumer when they go buy it what they're buying.
Begich promises to introduce legislation regarding labeling of engineered fish. At issue is the threat of wandering Atlantic salmon, already in evidence in Alaska waters. Aqua Advantage salmon are sterile, eliminating the threat of interbreeding, according to Aqua Bounty. But they grow larger, gaining weight faster than wild fish. Fish farming is illegal in Alaska, but British Columbia fish farms to the south may begin raising the hybrid Atlantics if the FDA approves them for sale in the United States. Other threats are economical, and commercial fishers fear a flood of cheap year-round salmon on an international market could cost Alaskan livelihoods.